The Department of Natural Resources has been placing robotic deer by the side of the road to catch poachers. A conservation officer controls the deer's head and tail movements using a remote control. When a hunter attempts to shoot the deer illegally, the officer then arrests and fines the perpetrator. One robo-deer can rack up to $30,000 in collected fines. Of course, those who get caught aren't happy with the program, but the response from the general public has been positive, says Randy Falstad, conservation warden supervisor for the Wisconsin River Team.
The public is very happy that we use them, and they call us up and say, hey, some of this has been going on in our area. Would you come out with your decoy? You can set up the decoy on our land and use it there.
Made from polyurethane foam and real hide, the new Stomper Edition retails for only $1,700 at wildlifedecoys.com and comes standard with a front robotic stomping leg. Brian Wolstigel, owner of Custom Robotic Wildlife Incorporated in Mosinee, Wisconsin, is working on a deer that breathes steam out of its nose. And according to him, these deer definitely work.
Some guys tell me about a guy that shot a decoy. They took his gun, fined him, I think it was $2,000, and they moved their operation a mile down the road. And 2 hours later, the same guy came back and shot it again with a different gun. A guy from New York just ended up sending me a check because he drove one over with his truck after he shot it. He got mad and he drove it over.
Conservation officers also use robotic pheasants and turkeys to enforce hunting laws. However, they won't be using the robotic lion Wolstigel was asked to create for a private individual. Aaron Scythe, Wisconsin Public Radio.